The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome you to another Untapped and Vinyl. We just released one Saturday, and now I'm going to give you another one today on Tuesday. And this is going to be like, man, we got a lot of good news just to report.
You got
your show back, man.
Man, I did. I got my show back on Alt 1017. I guess it wasn't my show. Tab got a job with frickin' K-Rock in Los Angeles. So he's moving on. So the night shift became available at Alt. And so I got a shift back.
Yeah.
You know, because when we first went on the air, I was doing mornings. And I lost that to the morning show we have now. Because our company owns it. And, you know, it was kind of tough waking up every morning at like 5:30 and, you know, trying to get a radio show together, you know. So I don't know that I really missed the morning show, but I missed having a full-time shift. But I've been very...
I miss having you on the mornings.
Yeah.
I used to listen to Alt 1017 on my way to work. And it was, you know, it's hanging out with Monk in the morning, good music. And,
yeah.
You know, a lot of people, I can't even think of those two guys, the morning personalities that y'all have.
Woody and Wilcox. Yeah.
My mind has kind of changed a little bit toward them. I still don't listen to it, but a lot of people that listen to Alt 1017, like my buddy Easy and Kennedy, he loves them.
Yeah.
And a lot of people like it, and I think I was just butthurt because I don't have music.
you know, I mean, honestly, and I mean, this is the radio station that I've worked for since we went on the air, and the company I've worked for like, you know, the past 8 or 9 years. I was butthurt too. You know, I like to think that out of all of the radio personalities that I've gotten to know over the years, and a lot of them, and there's some big, gigantic, ugly personalities out there, yeah. A lot of really good people too, but I like to think that I don't have an ego. But when I lost that morning show and they moved me to just doing weekends and indies only,
yeah.
It hurt my ego. And I was like, shit, I've got one.
Yeah.
Oh no, you know? But now I'm glad to be back in the saddle. It's nice to not have the pressure of doing a morning show. Nights, you could be a whole lot more relaxed. You can say damn if you want to every now and again.
And everything's already happened that day. Like,
yeah,
I don't know,
yeah.
Like in my experience, like just listening to morning radio and like having the morning DJ, it's like you're going to talk a little bit about the weather.
Yeah.
You're going to talk a little bit about what's going on today in town.
You can.
It's like making predictions, you know, for the day and like, I wonder if you're going to be right. You know?
Sure, yeah, and I'm not a meteorologist, so I can't predict the weather, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I could tell you what I see online, but you can do that from your phone as well, you know,
yeah.
Anyway. So, and you probably will. You're not going to listen to what I say because I'm not James Spann.
Right.
You know, Mother Nature's son. But yeah. The night shift's a whole lot easier. It's a lot more relaxed. You can just kind of have, I feel like you can have a little more personality because when you're doing a radio show in the morning, to not have a sidekick or somebody to bounce stuff off of,
mm-hmm.
It's a lot more difficult to try to be informative and try to, you know, I always tried to keep it short and sweet,
mm-hmm.
You know,
no
one
more,
thought
right.
per break, you know, yeah, just get on through it. I wanted to be a more music kind of morning show, but, you know, the company opted, I mean, company owns the morning show that's currently on Alt 1017, so it was just a business move on their end, you know, so.
Yeah.
No skin off my back.
Taking advantage of what they have.
Yeah, exactly. You know, getting their product out there.
Well, man, before we go too far, we're drinking Wiseacre out of Memphis, Tennessee. We have the Adjective Animal.
Yes, a double IPA.
Did you pick this up at Lusa?
I did not. I picked this up at the frickin' River Hill Chevron.
Get out of here.
Yeah, man. They're doing good, dude. They've been having the 90-minute IPA from Dogfish Head and the 60-minute. I mean, they've got a nice craft beer selection, man. I don't have my damn glasses on, so I can't. I think it's like 8.8% or something like that. Hey, can you read that little tiny print? Your eyes are younger than mine.
Let's see.
Right here.
Yeah, 8.6.
8.6. Mm-hmm. Okay, it looked like 8.8, but I got one of them right, so damn it, I'm good. Yeah, I mean, Wiseacre, I'm not afraid to say that I was a big supporter of theirs because every time I would go up, I ran the St. Jude half marathon 6 times. And every time at the end, Wiseacre was a big supporter. So I drank Wiseacre. I was supported them because of that, but I was never really blown away by any of their beers, you know?
Yeah.
I think they're starting to step up their game a lot, and this Adjective Animal definitely, I think it puts them on the map. I mean, this could be their anchor, you know what I mean? As far as good, real, true craft beer and not something that tastes like domestic stuff, you know what I mean? So, cheers.
Cheers, man. I want to say this is, have you had that Miracle Worker?
I have. It is a fantastic beer.
And it's not an IPA, but it's stout.
Yes, and you and I were going, I actually said that when we were over at Munson's doing the podcast live. I said, we got to try that Miracle Worker. And you chose at the end, I was going to get the Miracle Worker, and then we could like swap up or whatever. But dude, like, brought us both whatever you suggested, and so that's what
we ended up drinking. I don't even know what we ended on.
I forget, man. I had to go back and listen to it. We were fairly lit up at that point, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's typically the way the show goes.
Yeah, I mean,
which is fun.
It's like, what beer did we drink? Have we had this one before on the podcast? I don't know.
I want to start.
I was drunk.
I want to start an Untappd on that app just for the show. That way we can keep our crap together, you know, and then people can follow and like, okay, these are the beers that they've done and covered.
We could do it, man. It's just, all we need is an email address, you know.
We'll just use mine, you know, because I don't have one.
Yeah, because I'm all up on the, you see, I had Untappd for years, and I had 2,300 unique check-ins. And I said, like, this damn app is making me drink kind of irregular. I'm drinking more beer just so I could have the unique check-in, you know? And I said, I'm kind of unhealthy about it too.
Yeah.
So I deleted the freaking thing. Canceled my account, everything. Boom. So then I'm like, why the hell did I do that? So then months later, I decide, well, I'm going to get back on there. Cannot remember my login to the old account. So now it's like Monk on the Radio 1 or something like that, but I cannot remember my login. So I lost my 2,300 unique check-ins, and now I'm at like I'm almost 500 or so, you know, now. So I'm getting back in the game, you know, because that's, you know, I don't know. A lot of people that I've hung out with, they don't like drinking like that. Like, I don't care. If I could build my own six-pack every time I sat down went to a party or whatever, I'm totally cool with drinking 6 different beers. Because I get those unique check-ins. I get to try different flavors and see what other crafters are doing. So,
you know,
I don't mind it.
I like it. That day that we hung out at Jamie's by the pool, and you and I both brought a cooler, and we both just
That was
had,
my
like,
birthday weekend, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And we both, our cooler was just very diverse.
Yes.
And that was a lot of fun. We just go, here, have this.
Yeah. I love it, man. I mean, that's my favorite thing. I mean, that's what craft beer is all about, you know? Yeah. I mean, you find your favorites. You find your go-tos. You find your easy drinking stuff and, you know.
I was hanging out at Munson & Brothers yesterday, which would be Saturday. For those listening, it's when I uploaded the episode. That's what I was hanging out there for. And, you know, I'm hanging out inside, you know, at that little bar where we recorded. And I'm just hearing everybody come in and make their orders. And this chick steps up and said, I'll have another ghost. And I said, my girl. And like, just, I'll take a Miracle Worker. And I was like, man, y'all are killing it out there.
Yeah.
But the thing about the selection, and if you haven't been to Munson Brothers Beer Garden yet, they have a fantastic selection of beer.
They do. And it's I think it's something that Columbus needs. I wanted to, when I first moved back to Columbus, I thought, if you build it, they will come. And, you know, Munson and them, they're a little more innovative than I am. I'm a little more I procrastinate a lot, so I never did it. And they did it, and I mean, it's I think it's working for them. I hope it works for them, because shit, we lost Melissa and Barb over at the Elbow Room. Whenever that closed,
I miss that place.
I mean,
so
that
much,
was that. They, I mean, Melissa was in on the craft beer thing. You know, shout out to MJ Duncan 1 on Instagram. She's pretty awesome. But yeah, so I'm glad to see that Lance and Ryan are really, you know, bringing craft beer to Columbus. Because shit, I grew up here. You need something. You need. There's nothing else to do in this town.
Yeah, and I've noticed it just the crowd when I'll go out there to hang out. And sometimes I'll go out there into the beer garden. Most of the time I'll just hang out inside and, you know, shoot the crap with John or Lance or Ryan, whoever's working.
Yeah.
But the Air Force community has gotten behind it.
Very much so.
And the thing about Columbus is, I think about Zachary's, if you can get the Air Force to support what you do, you'll always have business.
Yeah, most definitely. And the cool thing about craft beer is the majority of those people that are at the airbase, they have lived in towns where craft beer is a frickin' thing.
That's right.
You know, most people who are in Columbus, they know their PBRs or their Bud Lights and mm-hmm. Budweiser. You know, that's what they know. So they kind of stick to that, you know. And the craft beer world is so vast that I can understand how some people would be kind of intimidated by getting into the craft beer world mm-hmm. because there's so much to offer. There's so many different flavors, you know. I mean, from jalapeno beers to frickin' birthday cake beers, you know. I mean, it's...
And for all those potheads out there, you have the 420s.
Yes, all those strain beers. We talked about that last night.
Yeah.
My girlfriend and I was like, man... I've never been, a person to I have smoked a lot of pot.
But I always hated the aftertaste.
But I don't regularly smoke pot. But I never, that taste sucks. And now why would I want that in my freaking beer? I don't understand it. There's one called the Hemperator the Hemperator.
It's got the fish.
Oh my, no, that's the 420 strain from Sweetwater.
That's
but
right.
Yeah, the Hemperator is from some damn where. Bells or somebody.
We've had that.
That's a little much. It's a little much for me, man.
Smells dank.
Yes. Mm-mm. Not for me, man. Yeah. I just give me the floral. I don't need the stinky.
So, I mean, what are we going to say about the Adjective Animal?
I mean, Adjective Animal is solid. It's a good, easy drinking double IPA. It's maybe not as floral as I prefer my IPAs. I'll give you another sip there and check it out. I mean, it hits like it should. It's not boozy like I expect a double IPA to be.
No, it's not.
You know?
I like it a lot.
Yeah, so I mean, it's an easy drinking one.
I'd say a 4.
Out of 5?
Yes.
I'll agree with a 4. Yeah. Probably the biggest rating I've given a Wiseacre product. But like I said, this should be their anchor. This right here could put them on the map as to making some, you know, solid. And it's been a while since I've tried Wiseacre outside of Adjective Animal, so.
What's crazy to me is when I think double double IPA is, I think, Snake Handler.
I think everybody should.
I think boozy, I think it's going to kick me right in the teeth.
Yeah.
And this one is very smooth.
Yes, and it'll sneak up on you. They sell them in 4-packs. So by the time you get that fourth one,
you got a swinging 8.6.
That shit'll,
yeah,
you'll be spun around, man. Be sideways before you know it.
Cool, man. Just back to the news for a minute. I don't know. We've talked about it a little bit in the past, but eventually you're going to have your beer back.
Yes, hopefully. That is the plan. Yes.
And that was with Black Warrior.
Band of Brothers.
Band of Brothers.
Band of Brothers Brewing Company. Did a beer years ago, and it was called Monk on the Radio. It was named after me, my buddy Jeremiah. He and I had a conversation. He was like, man, he was telling me all about Trappist. Go ahead.
I want this to be your logo on the can. It's like, you know, your little candle in there with Lebowski, the saint.
You want me to be as a monk?
Yeah.
You should have on the thing?
And, yeah, instead of like, you know, the heart with the shit. Like have like a little... pint glass or like some kind of a mug.
Pint glass and kind of like doing a little crazy eye like this right here or something. Yeah.
And just give a little halo.
Yeah. So to give everybody some backstory, Jeremiah and I had a conversation one night about Trappist beers, and he told me all about them. He talked
Which
to me.
Which is Miracle Worker.
We were at Lusa Brews, and he talked me into buying a 4-pack of Chimay. I paid $21 for a 4-pack of beer.
Wow.
Got it home.
I've done it though.
Drank one, and I texted him. I said, "Dude, I don't like this beer." And at that point, he said in his mind, he said, "I'm going to brew a beer that Monk likes." So we had a previous conversation drunkenly at Lusa, where I told him my favorite smell and flavor is cracked peppercorn. And I said, I would love to have a beer that's brewed with cracked peppercorn. So he makes up the Monk on the Radio. Originally, the beer was called Hand Job because he hand ground all of the peppercorn and coriander for the end of the boil. And so it was called Hand Job, and he was telling me about it, showing me.
That's a good name.
And he pulled up on his phone, and it was the recipe, and he showed me everything. And at the top, it said Monk on the Radio. I said, "Dude, just call it Monk on the Radio. That way, I can help you out. You help me out."
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. And in 2015, it was the number two best-selling beer in Tuscaloosa behind Bud Light. So I take that as a fucking honor,
yeah,
a badge of honor.
No kidding.
And it was available in the Publix all throughout Alabama. So I got around Alabama.
That's just cool, you know.
Yeah. So really, like, to not give too much information out, Monk on the Radio is back in the works. So we'll just leave it at that. It's back in the works. We're talking. We're trying to get the beer back in Tuscaloosa. And, you know, shit, I would love to, you know, be all over the state of Alabama and get into Mississippi. And it would be great, you know, Georgia, whatever. You know, I'll take what I can get. But, yeah, Monk on the Radio, hopefully we'll be back pretty soon. It may not be called Monk on the Radio, mm-hmm, but it will have Monk in it somewhere.
There you go.
Yes.
Fair enough. You got your show back, Possibility of the Beer. I just want to give a shout out to Oz Music and Druid City Brewing. They're right neck and neck. If you're unaware, you're in the Tuscaloosa area. Alabama didn't play this weekend, but when Alabama wins, by the amount that they win, up to 33%, is how they'll give a discount off of anything in store as long as it wasn't already on sale. So if you are someone who wants to get into vinyl or wants to get into records,
definitely,
it's a good Sunday.
Like, yeah. If Alabama is 20 points above there,
you get
20% off. So yeah,
and that might be your favorite record. Like, I know, like, some of my favorite vinyls I don't own because they're like $60.
Yeah.
But when you give me 20% off, I'm interested.
Yeah, yeah. That record sounds a whole lot better when you got it at a discounted price. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Jason and all the staff over there, they've always been solid with me. I love Oz Music.
And you got your Druid City hat on, and I cannot wait till they get into the new building. You know, it's a thing. It's the time of the season, you know. Thank God 2020 is almost over.
Praise Jesus. Oh, my good Lord. It has been, I don't know, man. And it just keeps knocking. You know what I mean? It's just like, fuck, can we not
get
out of this
freaking
year? You know,
we had Friday the 13th. I didn't want to leave my house that day. But I had to get up, go to work.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I was dead at the Arts Council that day. So, I mean, I did my radio show and did the Arts Council. So, I made it through. You know, werewolves jumped in on me or nothing. You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you kind of expect that 2020, there's something, shit's going to happen, you know, with the coronavirus and all the hurricanes. Man, I think we're now into like the, aren't they doing like the Latin names and shit now or something? I mean,
I'm telling you what, just like start giving these hurt. We should just number them now.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, and not to get political, which we never have, but I mean this election that will not end.
You know, like, it reminds me, and I wasn't that old then, but it reminds me of 2000 with Bush Gore.
Yeah,
it reminds me a lot of that.
Yeah, yeah, because
that went on for a while.
Yes, it went on for 23 days or 32 days, yeah.
So we're approaching that mark.
Yeah, we're getting closer, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. I can finally go to sleep at night and not curl up in the fetal position, you know, crying over politics anymore. You know, it's like, fuck, I'm good. Oh, shit, yeah, it's been a I mean, this whole year, just everything. Business is closing down. You know, the radio station.
And that's why I wanted to plug Oz and Druid City. And
yeah,
like, we could
support your local. I mean, I don't know if you're listening.
Brothers, you
if
know.
You're listening in frickin', you know, Alexandria, Virginia, or you're listening in Hammond, Louisiana.
Los Angeles.
Yeah. I mean, support your local
Do
businesses.
What you can.
Screw ordering stuff on Amazon if you can avoid it. just go to these local businesses, walk in, I mean, wear your mask, walk in, get what you need, get out, and be done, and support that local business, man, because there's so many major restaurant chains and things and major chains of whatever kind of businesses going out because of COVID.
That's right.
So get in there and support those local dudes, especially if you know them. Shit, that's your friend.
Yeah.
Visit your friend's place. Your friend owns the little hostess store. Go to them and buy you some ho-hos or whatever.
Man, it's more than ever. Like, because every time I'm in Tuscaloosa, you know, I told you, I always stop by Oz Music, Druid City, and Guitar Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
And anything in there that I can get, I want to get. Please survive 2020, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Please hang out.
Yeah, so many businesses have not made it, man. So, like, you know, here in Columbus, and when I go to Tuscaloosa, I'm drinking local, I'm eating local, I'm buying local as much as I possibly can, you know?
That's right. Let's talk about music, man. There's a lot of good stuff to come out, and we're in November, and I can't wait for us to have a conversation in the upcoming weeks about what we're going to say is our... What are our favorite albums of 2020?
Yeah.
Because in spite of everything, we've had a lot of good music come out.
Fuck yeah, we have. There's been... Like, that's the coolest thing, I think, that you and I as music people, and probably the majority of the people listening to the podcast, I think that's the best part, is so much good music has come out since this. Like, we've had talked, you know, previously about the Instagram Live. Some of the best concerts I've seen have been online. You know,
How did the Ben Lucero thing?
Oh, my gosh, it was phenomenal. It was pre-recorded, so it was done, you know, sometime mid last week. But it was great, and it goes to True South, which is an organization who supports bike riders when they're injured and miss work. Mm-hmm. They help them out. So it was all for, you know, that's the whole bike riders tour idea.
You know, I did too on the Porch Talk Facebook Live. I had Taylor Hollinsworth, yep. And then I had Joshua Cosby. And those two were very special to me, obviously. It's two guys I believe in, and
yeah,
they did a phenomenal job. Like, they brought it.
Mm-hmm.
Which I wouldn't expect anything less, but I saw the Wealthy West, and I think they were at the Levitt Shell, and that was probably the best, like we were talking about these live Facebook, mm-hmm, or how Instagram, probably the best live show I'd ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, that was probably the best internet show I saw all year. Now, what sucks is, like, if you wanted to ask me about, you know, because usually, like, take us back to 2019, you and I will be talking about the last show that we caught.
Yeah, yeah.
And usually it would have been the Sunstroke House, mm-hmm, you know, or, you know, maybe you went to Birmingham, or you were a Road Dog one weekend. I remember that. You were all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, that was the first part of this year, because somebody asked me the other night, what's the last live show you saw? And I said, well, I went to, on a Tuesday night, I went to see to Dueling Hall in Jackson, Mississippi, and saw Lucero with Jay Jackson, and then turned around on that Thursday night, went to Birmingham and saw him at Saturn. So that was the last real live shows I've seen.
I don't know if I've been brave or I've been dumb, but I've saw a lot of shows in 2020 that I'm really glad I took the chance to go.
Yeah.
I saw A Partridge, the Red Clay Strays, and then the Psych Piece.
Yes.
Down in Mobile.
Totally jealous.
And that was July 4th weekend.
And let me shout out A Partridge right now.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard the new cover song he released?
Yeah,
Dumb, man, by Nirvana? That is probably literally one of my...
Now think about this. Okay. It's like, covering Nirvana is a no-no most of the time.
Yes, right? But that to me, and Abe, I don't know if Abe listens to your podcast on the reg, but... Like, that to me is on a level with Johnny Cash doing Hurt by Nine Inch Nails. The way he did it and his freaking crazy, you know, lower Alabama accent.
Yeah.
That was, I could listen to it literally every day. I love that fucking song. So shout out to Abe, and fuck, his art is cool. Did you watch the video at how he creates his art? Dude, he puts roofing tar down. I know you own some of his art, but he puts roofing tar down on his freaking canvas.
No, I've been in his garage. I've seen the whole process. God. Yeah, dude.
Man, why aren't we traveling together? Why isn't this fucking, why am I not like a regular on this podcast like every time you do it?
Dude,
right?
Next time I go to Mobile, come
damn
with
me. Damn it. I want to go fucking up to Cornelius Chapel too, man. Shit, you got all the good ends. You invited me to Early James, and something was happening in my life at the time. I couldn't go, but man, I missed that one too.
Now, check this out. It's like Abe and I, you know, he's like, he's writing a book. It's about to release about snake handlers.
No shit. I'm totes obsessed with snake handling.
Yeah,
creatures
and so in the culture, you know, and he's the guy that turned me on to it. It was him and Will Stewart that really, like, really, okay, it's like. You had my attention.
Yeah.
But now you have my full respect, attention, my eyes, my imagination is completely on this. I'm sold.
Yeah.
And Abe had just went a couple of weeks ago. And my buddy Dave, who plays in the Psych Peas, he's the lead guitarist for Abe in the Psych Peas. And I had reached out to Dave because I was coming up to Birmingham. I was going to be at Cornelius. And he's like, that'd be perfect, man. Abe's going to be in town, and like we can all just hang out. And cool. It didn't work out, but Abe was going up to Sand Mountain. He was going up there to those snake handlers.
Yeah.
And I reached out to Abe after I started reading the book that he had put me on. Him and Will Stewart both highly recommend. It was the book I had last time together. Yeah. It's Salvation on Sand Mountain. And he was like, next time I go, go with me. Okay.
Abe invited you to go to some snake handling shit up in the Sand Mountain.
Yeah. And we're going to go.
All right. So, yeah, just let me know. I'll have my bags packed. I'll be ready to go.
Yeah.
I would freaking love that.
Yeah.
I'm just inviting myself.
You ought to see, like, some of the footage. Like, Abe is doing his own documentary and, like, journalism that I want to do to it. And Abe's going to do it way better than me. Yeah. And that's fine, but I want to capture it too.
Yeah.
But like Abe has showed me like some of the video footage of like him like recording just bits and pieces of like the church service.
Yeah.
And dude, I got chill bumps just from watching it.
Yeah.
Like it's just the mysticism and everything surrounding it is like, yeah. I mean, they get this passage from Mark. I mean, it's in red letters for all you King James Bible readers. Yeah, you know, you'll handle vipers. You know, you'll drink poison. You know. And I mean, they're taking it verbatim, and they're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. On that note, let's crack a snake handler.
Let's go.
I think it calls for that. Taking a trip to the refrigerator. I was in Tuscaloosa yesterday, and I got a 4-pack of the snake handler from our buddies at Lusa.
Good shout out. Thank you.
Shout out to Craig and to Ryan. Ryan's my boy. So we're drinking now, and it's no stranger to Porch Talk and to Untapped and Vinyl. Snake Handler, double IPA, out of Birmingham, Good People Brewing Company. In my opinion, and in Al's opinion, I believe, the best double IPA.
When you say you have a double IPA,
ever in the world.
This is the standard that
that's
you have
it.
To meet.
That's what it is. That's it.
The best. This is a 5, a strong 5.
This is a strong 7.
Yeah,
if I could do 7s.
And the scale breaks at 5. You know?
Yep.
Cheers, dude.
I was a little light on the pour on my end there. Gave you the last half of the beer. You're good, man.
You want some of this?
Shit, no. I had 3 of them today already, so I'm good, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah. But let's move on, man. Let's talk a little bit about this good music of 2020. If I were to ask you, we're in the middle of November.
Okay.
And
what's coming?
That is what's coming, but not just your favorite. Like, just like, let's put some people on some good stuff. And I hate to say it, dude, but like a lot of my stuff is going to come straight out of Cornelius or straight out of Birmingham.
Sure, and my favorite record of 2020 that I've had in my head that I like, the one I've listened to the most, the one I think is the most, you know, all around solid record. I think it comes by way of Birmingham, but not completely. But I'm actually looking up to make sure that it didn't come out freaking last year.
snake. I knew it was a bastard, cause a snake ain't got no dad. The next thing I knew, I was in a hollow world of trouble. It was all about to bubble like peroxide on my wound. The sun was hanging low over Magic City Mountains. I was looking for attention from any girl that was around them. My show-off behavior fed my attraction towards danger. Wasn't sure about the taste at first, but quickly liked the smell. And I knew I did not have a clue what I was getting myself into, and I didn't seem to care. The next thing I had new friends, we had not so much in common, but the problems that we shared, it seemed, was good enough for me. We wound up selling acid out the back of my Westfalia. Me and my gang, we were a mutt compared to other gangs we dealt with. The others seemed to dress the same and have some working order. We were just suburban losers come from different TV colors. Soon I saw us separately busted by the police. Yeah, my youthful offender, it still fucks me up today. And I know I should've never gone that way, but I'm still tempted some days. Well, it's better than being nowhere. Take me out to wisdom fields of towers. Let me feel respect from those around me. Help me not get fooled by those who charm me. I don't want no false sense of security, but I got nowhere else to go. Only places that I'm known. You run me off your safety zone. You chase me out of your ghetto. Well, it seems I'm automatic, but I've always preferred a stick shift. If the brakes begin to fail, you can't have shifted in first gear. Not sure what all the others say, but every day's a new year. Not sure what I'll do tomorrow, but I hope I get some pay. All I know is it's hard for me to think, and your words don't come out clear, and it's hard for me to hear. Living my life with a slow gear.
So I would say, and I looked at the date, the best record for me, solid, most all-around record, is Waxahachie St. Cloud. And I've been a fan of Katie Crutchfield since she was in P.S. Eliot and the Ackleys in Birmingham. But now she's got her Waxahachie thing. And congrats to her, too. She recently got married at Sun Studio in Memphis. Mm-hmm. But this record is unlike any Waxahachie record ever. It is beautifully produced. The songwriting is the best I've ever heard from her.
Tell me a little bit about this sound. What is it? If you had to,
if you know Katie Crutchfield's voice, she's got a real, and I mean this with the highest regard, not, but she's got a real kind of childlike voice delivery. Like she has this just adorable, I don't know how to describe it really. She has this adorable singing voice. Mm-hmm. That just sounds like somebody, you just want to grab her and hug her. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And with this record, her songwriting, like there's a song called Hell, you know, what she says, and what the lyrics, it goes, swallow my pride, it's mine to quell, I'll put you through hell, I'll put you through hell. And she just goes on to just this fucking phenomenal monster of a song. You know, and I don't even know if she knows she's doing it, but I'm listening to it going, oh my God, you just hit me, you know? Like when I hear my buddy, because I'm a big one, I get stuck on like just two sentences in a song.
Sure.
Like my buddy Doc Daly, he, in one of his songs, he says, the tears taste like heart, or taste like stomach aches. The tears taste like stomach aches. And God, just to hear him sing that part. And like this whole record with Waxahachie, every other line is like that with me. I'm like, damn, that was a good lyric. Damn, that was a good lyric.
Yeah.
You know, and I haven't found a record like that in a long time. I mean, there are other records that I'm really in love with from 2020, but I would put that at the top of my list. And whenever I give my, and I always do, if you follow me on Instagram at Monk on the Radio, I always give my top 10 at the end of every year, never in any order. But just know that Waxahachie, if it doesn't fall first in the Instagram feed,
it is number one.
That is my number one record of 2020 so far.
And we got to say some words. I mean, honorary chair, Country Visions, Taylor Hollinsworth.
Hell yes. Banger. Honorary chair right here, Taylor. You need to come to my house and do this podcast with us.
That's right. And Early James, Singing for My Supper.
Singing for My Supper.
Easy Eye Sound, guys. We got Dan.
Oh, my gosh. That Early James record. Let's talk about that for a second. Also, too, if you're into Early James and you're close enough to Columbus, Mississippi, on February 5th, he will be playing in the Omnova Theater. If the Omnova Theater, if we're not able to be at capacity there or have, you know, social distancing or whatever, we're going to put it down in the main gallery because it's just he and his bass player.
Adrian.
So, yes, Adrian. So it's going to be a cool-ass show.
And I'm going to tell you something.
Early James is just, like, you look at him, too.
The most lovable people you'll ever meet. James is so down to earth and so he's very pleasant.
I'll say this. I heard his music before I saw his music. And when I saw him, I was like, that voice came out of that dude.
Right?
I was like, what the fuck, man? Right? That dude is like, he's got some pipes on him. He's got this old man growl almost with his music. It's so soulful and bluesy. Just cheers to your Singing for My Supper record. 100%.
The whole thing is so good. And so recently, you can check
High Horse song.
That's right. I shared
what the view from my high horse I'm on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've shared it too. Yeah.
That video from Easy Eye was remarkable. Now, on that record, those were not his guys. That was not his band. That was Easy Eye band, right?
Gotcha.
But what was special about
I'm
that
getting
to
another
me,
beer if you wonder why my voice is so far away.
But what was so special about that to me was I saw Joey playing drums. I saw Adrian on the bass. I saw Ford Boswell playing lead and also playing steel. That's his guys in Birmingham. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that was the thing about it is like when you look at the album credits for that album, it's like he didn't get to play with his guys.
Yeah.
But he did on that video.
That's major label RCA shit right there. And that's why I can't play him on Indies Only, because he's not on an indie label.
That's right.
All right. And also, too, talk to me a little bit about and tell people about The Dirty Clergy. Now, to give a little background on The Dirty Clergy, Brian from The Dirty Clergy and I he was one of our interns at Z100.5 in Tuscaloosa, Birmingham, back in like the mid-2000s. So he and I got to know each other real well. The last time I saw him, we went to see Everclear when they played one of the last shows at the Jupiter Bar and Grill in Tuscaloosa.
Dude, Everclear. Wow.
Man, I mean, like one of the coolest moments in my entire career was standing outside of our studio and talking with Art Alexakis about music. The dude is solid. He is cool. Mm. We talked about tattoos. We talked about music. It was cool. But that was the last time I saw Brian. Mm. So he was supposed to be with us on this podcast tonight.
That's true.
So we'll get up with him at some point.
This is something that we haven't done it yet, but I want to take Monk on the road with me. I want Monk with me in Mobile, and I want Monk with me when I go to Birmingham.
Yes, I'll do it
when I do these band interviews. And
we got to do the Taylor Hollingsworth at Druid City Brewing Company at some point.
And that's the thing about it is like. It might just be me the first time, but we can always do it again.
Yeah.
And it's just it's just more content, you know?
Oh my God. Okay, so we just poured a new beer. Okay. So, Alan, take a smell of that.
Mercy. This smells
so
like
let's
heaven.
Describe it before we actually drink it.
Okay.
Now, this comes out once a year. It's the KBS from Founders Brewing Company. The KBS is Kentucky Bourbon Stout. The one we have tonight is called the Maple Mackinac Fudge. It is an imperial stout with Mackinac fudge, coffee, maple syrup, and chocolate aged in bourbon barrels. It's a highly sought after thing every year, 11%. So we're probably going to have to end on this, but let's give it a, I mean, first off on the nose, I totally get chocolate, 100% chocolate.
100%, yeah.
And I get that little bit of bourbon barrel in there as well, but let's try it.
I wish we like would have done a live stream of us just like, okay, what is this going to be about?
Oh my God. That is probably the closest beer.
That's a 5.
Fuck yeah, it is. That is probably the closest beer to my grandmother's chocolate pie I've ever had in my life.
Damn it, this is like having dessert. Only dessert will get you drunk.
Oh my goodness.
11%.
11%.
Now, guys, we did, like, with the snake handler and this beer, we split them. So we're not drinking the whole 12. We're doing 6 and 6 here. But
all right, we got to document. All right, get in the picture. This will be on my socials at Monk on the Radio. I'm going to get the snake handler in there. Oh, here we go. Boom. Wait a minute. Microphone is not in there as well as it. There we go. Now look at me. There we go. All right. Okay. That'll be up. I mean, you can put, I'll send it to you so you can put it up on the Porch Talk page. But oh my God, this beer. Because I've always been into the KBS stuff. I know that Founders Brewing Company has had some legal issues, which we won't discuss. You can Google Founders Brewing Company and you could read all about what they've been going through. But damn it. That is,
you know, the thing about this beer,
fantastical beer,
is I don't think it can be the last one because it's not going to be here long. I'm going to have to like go ahead and get a cup of water or something because I'm going to power through this. You hear me?
I would say, let's go ahead. I'll say it. You can say it if you want to. I will say this is the most phenomenal beer we've ever had on this show.
Yes.
The without a doubt. Phenomenal fucking beer. We've had some good beers and stuff from Trim Tab. And yeah. We've had some good old, you know.
Dude, I'm telling you, this, like you said, this is like grandma's chocolate pie.
Man, it is so freaking good.
I can't keep my hands off of it.
Again, if you're looking it up, it's the Founders highly acclaimed KBS Maple Mackinac Fudge. Shit fire.
Save a match, buddy.
Oh my God. I'd take my hat off. It's getting hot up in here.
Roll tide to that.
Roll tide.
Don't set your clock back again. We'll be right back.
That's funny, man. You know, Fuzzy, we'll go back and forth every now and then, just talking, is he doesn't understand Roll Tide.
Yeah.
And I was like, I thought the whole world hated Bama. I thought we all knew it.
Yeah, I thought everybody kind of knows that. Yeah. Even my Mississippi State fans, they're all like, oh my God, you just said Roll Tide.
Yeah.
I was like, well, you could say Hail State all you want to, but until y'all have a winning football team, you won't know what Roll Tide really means.
I was in Chile. I was in Santiago. This has been almost 8 years ago. It was a mission trip. And we walked by this bar. And it was an Irish bar in Santiago. And the reason I stopped by was because it had two flags.
Because it was an Irish bar in Santiago. Come on.
Number one.
Yes.
Number one.
Like, what
but,
the hell?
But number two, they had flags hanging outside the bar. And guess what the second flag was? An Alabama flag. And I was like,
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide to that.
Yes.
We're dining in.
Yes. Wow.
And I was like, this, and I got to talking to the guy. He's not original. He's not Chilean.
Yeah.
I think he was originally from Europe. And he moved to Santiago and he started this bar, but he's always been a fan of Alabama because why? He likes winners.
Hell yes.
And it's crazy.
But we've not always been winners.
No, I remember the dark days of Sheila Times.
I remember the dark days of Coach Fran and.
Yeah.
And Mike Price, which nobody really remembers that because he never officially coached a game.
Yeah. No, but, like, strippers but hear me, better. I mean, you can go back to the Bear and, like, you know, a lot of people want to say 17 national championships. No, that's not right. Yeah. Okay, that's fair. But you got to go back to the Bear days. You got to go back to the historic days. And you also got to think about nobody else makes a sign saying they want somebody else. It's always, we want Bama.
Exactly. We want
that
Bama
has to,
every
and
time.
And like Ole Miss, when they beat us a couple years ago, 3 years ago, they ripped their own goalpost down after doing it. Who does that?
Yes.
It's like they won a national title.
Hoodlums. Hoodlums.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
At LSU. And it's like, I saw the coolest picture years ago. It was like...
I shared this picture. I know that
it was LSU their field,
and
they're ripping the fucking goalpost down. And then it's like Ole Miss, and they're ripping the goalpost down. It's like Alabama
after a win.
Nobody is on the
field
at all because we respect our field. We're not a bunch of
class.
Yes, exactly. We're not a bunch of drunken hoodlums.
That's right.
Hooligans.
Roll Tide to that.
I like the hooligans. That's a cool title. Yeah, Roll Tide.
Man, just back to music for a sec.
Those of you who are not into the Roll Tide thing or don't understand it, like when somebody says Roll Tide, you have to say Roll Tide back.
That's correct.
That's just, you've got to.
And when you say Roll Tide,
don't leave me hanging.
Like, all you're saying is that you agree.
Yeah.
Wholeheartedly.
Yeah. Or you could be saying hello or goodbye or I love you.
When
or
I'm in
whatever.
Startable, when I'm in Startable and I'm out in public, like whatever I'm doing, and if I see a Tide hat or if I see a Tide shirt, I'll say Roll Tide, and that is the official greeting. And you know what the guy always wearing the shirt says in return?
Roll Tide.
You are right. And not, I don't do it so much in Tuscaloosa because it's a normal thing.
Sure.
It would get a little overwhelming. But like anytime I'm traveling, and let's just say I'm in Tennessee or just wherever, or Florida, and you see a Bama.
Yeah.
You see a Bama fan. You see that shirt. You see that crimson and white. Roll Tide to that, my buddy.
I was in Tulum, Mexico. And we were walking around the Mayan ruins. And a dude had a freaking Alabama shirt on.
Yeah.
I made it a point to go Roll Tide. He was like, Roll Tide. That's it. No matter where you are, if somebody says Roll Tide, unless you're a hater.
That's right.
You know, but then I would probably say Roll Tide to you if you were, you know, didn't have a shirt on or a hat on.
But I mean, it's almost like the old Step Brothers scene. It's like, did we just become best friends?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like, this is a bit cultish, but I like it.
That's it, man. That's a cool kind of cult to be a part of.
Yeah.
God, this beer. You finished yours
off,
bro?
It. I told you I was.
Damn it. What are we going to do now? We're going to water?
I don't know.
Untapped water. I'll give you the filter stuff out of my refrigerator.
Is there anything left in there? One more beer?
Oh yeah, we got the 60-minute IPA from Dogfish Head.
We got two of those.
Oh yeah, we got three of those.
Let's try those, man. That's
cool. Let me power through this KBS. Good Lord, I'm cross-eyed. How are we gonna finish this? Let's talk music again.
Yes, that's where we're
going. Where are we
going?
To.
I wanted to talk about, like, I think it's going to be my favorite album of 2020. It would be Ryan Saab and the Dead Mall Concrete Feelings. Seven tracks. The seventh track is
a remake of the third
track.
Or the demo of the third,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's right. And so you're really getting six. But I would say the quality, the music, man, it's right down my alley. Like, if you like The Replacements or, like, when I shared this album...
Love The Replacements.
When I shared this album with friends that knew me back in high school, they said, that makes perfect sense that that's your album.
Yeah.
Because that's who you've always been. That's what you've always liked. That's cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, when I think about you, that's the kind of music I think about.
Yeah.
And, man, crazy thing about it is, like, Katie Mulfield, when I had her on...
Buckle Bunny.
And Adrian Marmaleo, the bassist for...
Early James.
Yep. Is, they plugged it out. I'm like, yes. Now, Ryan used to be in Birmingham. Now he's in Nashville. And the crazy thing about Ryan is, like, when he would, like, let's just say the Nick, he's playing at the Nick in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
Is like, it wouldn't be Ryan Saab. It would be, like, just this made-up band name. And you and you show up, be like, I mean, just make up a band name real quick.
Yeah, the Beer Farts.
The Beer Farts are opening for Buckle Bunny tonight.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, yeah, I know Katie. Yeah. I don't know these Beer Farts. And then you get there and you see, it. Oh, it's Ryan Saab.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what a treat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's like, there's two takes on that. It's like, the dude's making great music. And then if he goes incognito and just makes up some band name to put on the roll call that night, it's like, what does that say about him?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It just says he freaking loves music, just, and he didn't have an ego about it.
It's not about the name.
No.
I like that.
Yeah, that's very cool. You know that years ago, Blue Oyster Cult used to play gigs in New York under the name of Great White Underbelly.
I did not know that.
Yes. So I'm sure that some of the bigger bands do that. I've heard of, like, you know, like Jimmy Page coming together with somebody, and they're like, they call themselves something different when they play gigs. But
I mean, yeah, and you want to talk about, like, maybe super groups. You want to go, like, Temple of the Dog back, you know, when Chris Cornell was still
with us. Or the Blips.
There's a good Birmingham example.
Good. And, like, if they hurry up and release their freaking record, I can call that one of my favorites of 2020, because I know it's going to be.
It's going to be 2020.
I know.
We might get one more single this year.
Well, hopefully.
I'm still foaming at the mouth from Inside Out.
Yes, that's a great fucking track.
What's crazy about that is, like, you know, I've been able to talk to Wes McDonald, and we know Taylor and Will Stewart, and there's two other members that I have to still talk to on the show, but they've all said the same thing. It was between Taylor and Will. It was like, we ought to get together and just, like, make music together.
Yeah.
And then I guess Will took it to Cornelius, and he just asked, you know, he, like, asked Wes, and I'm blanking, dude. Oh my God, who played drums and who played bass? One was from Lee Baines and the Glory Fires.
Yeah, and the other was from the Holy Youth.
That's right.
Yeah, because the Lee Baines dude, the former guitar player from Lee Baines, plays guitar. And then the Holy Youth dude, no, because...
No, Wes plays drums.
Wes plays drums, yes.
Oh.
I can't remember the dude from Holy Youth.
That sucks, but...
They were a great fucking band.
They all come from great bands.
Yes, they do.
But the thing about them is, like... I remember talking to Wes, because he was just invited in on the idea, and he said, I think going in, we all had this, how did he put it? Like, just wondering how it would go, because what you had was five incredibly talented musicians who have been front men in some kind of band, and have
either
always...
solo or with a band.
Right.
Yeah.
Very talented. And then when they came together, it was like, it's almost like cheating how easy it was. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they all talk about the process. It was like, okay, we came in and met, and then next thing you know, I mean, we had an album real quick. Matter of fact, we're about to start working on the second one.
Damn. Oh, but we got to wait till 2021.
So maybe, I mean,
because all we have is Inside
Out. Maybe
that's
the gift about 2020, yeah. Right? It's like, would we have the, I mean, but the Blips were, they were already getting together in 2019 before they played their only live show in February, the day before everything was
closed up. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And that was the only thing that they've been able to do. And it goes back to what we said time and time again all throughout 2020. It was like, you want to take Lily Hyde or Jason Isbell, and they're like, well, we got this album, and I don't know if we want to drop it or not because, I mean, we can't play it. And yeah. So some people have held true to that.
Yeah, yeah.
Isbell
tried to, but he failed at it. He, mm-hmm. he released some
shit. What do you think about that with the CMAs not even recognizing John Prine? Not even given recognition at all. Have you seen that? That Amanda Shires and Isbell, they both left the CMA group because they did not recognize John?
I have not seen that because I worked with 95.3 The Bear. I ran 95.3 The Bear. I was the brand manager for 11 years in Tuscaloosa, country station. And so I had to watch all of the CMA stuff. Mm-hmm. And I have not. I've actually enjoyed not having to watch the CMAs.
I mean, I didn't watch it either. But like, I just see the news the next day, yeah. And it's like Amanda Shires, Jason Isbell, and I think even Sergio jumped on. It's like, you'll pay homage to this, but you don't want to give homage to John Prine.
Yeah,
he's the songwriter.
The majority of the people there have listened to John Prine records over and over again, even though their style of country or songwriting is not anything like. But, you know, when you get into the country music world, you get into a lot of people who don't write their own music. There's a group of people. This is what I've always, and I'll go ahead and speak on this, but this is what I've always not enjoyed about when I used to work country radio. That, like, back in the days of Willie Nelson and Billy Joe Shaver, rest in peace.
And what we call that Waylon, now is, like, outlaw country.
Yeah. So that
It shouldn't even be called outlaw. That's just real country.
That's, yes. So whenever Waylon would go through a divorce or a heartbreak, he would write a fucking song about it. Now, you've got a group of five acclaimed songwriters that sit around in a room and come up with ideas and write songs that people, you know, buy. And
we know these people that write these songs. We know Adam.
Yes, yes, yes. And nothing against that and that whole let's make some fucking money, because right on for being a songwriter. I'm not talking about that group of people, but you got a bunch of people accepting these songs that don't know anything about the heart and the soul behind the song.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I I kind of have an issue with that, like, as far as some of it is not, it's basically, you look good in a pair of damn jeans and you can hold half a tune.
There you go.
So let's get you up on stage and let you.
And we got a group of songwriters behind you that's going to give you some bangers.
Yeah.
Singles.
You know, and just, that just to me, it just doesn't, there's like, it takes some of the heart and soul out
and
of
I,
it.
I saw this, meme or picture the other day. I think it was a joke with a comedian too. And this is why I have a big heart for what we do right here. And a big heart for Indies Only. And I mean, I think this is both of our hearts. It's like, there was this, it was a joke and it was a meme. It was like, indie music is just a way of saying unpopular music.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people hear a certain style of music and think that that is what is indie music. Like for me, in my brain, it equates to indie music is if you're independent.
That's,
you know,
that's it.
If you're unsigned, right. If you're trying to do things without the help of a major label, doing without no fucking Nashville support or whatever.
That's right.
You know, that's indie music to me.
And guys, even like all throughout Porch Talk, when I have these artist musicians now, I think Sunstroke House would be the exception. Some of those musicians have been signed to major labels. But even take Cornelius. Cornelius is still as indie as they come to me.
Yeah.
Because it's independently run and it's... they're all they have. They don't have support.
To me, indie music is DIY.
That's right.
It's do it yourself.
That's right.
It's a bunch of fucking musicians pressing their records and, you know, pressing the flesh to get out there and play the live shows and talk to the fans. It's like Taylor Hollingsworth sitting at his house with a stack of fucking records and sealing all the envelopes and sending them
out.
You know, that's what indie is to me.
That's exactly it. That is, that's, and that's my heart. That's my passion. I'm totally behind it. That's why I share it so much on the show.
Yeah.
It's like why Taylor is our most played artist. It's because I know what Taylor's doing. He's doing it at his house.
Yeah.
And it's exactly that.
It's like Adam Hood. I ordered a t-shirt from Adam's website. So I get it. It was crazy because, you know, I've got like on at the front of my house, I got these like really skinny little black mailboxes. You know, there's a group of them because there's a lot of people that live in this this building. Yeah. And so I see this gigantic envelope sticking out of the top of mine. And on the front of it, it says Monk, as big as he could freaking write it. You know, and it's like, Adam, you know, I ordered that shit off his website, but he sent it from his house.
Yeah.
In Northport.
Like when that order came in, he saw your name. Yeah, exactly. Who it
was. He knew that
same
that
thing.
My real name was Monk. Yeah.
Any time, you know, just go down the line of just musicians and artists who have been on this show and people that I continue to support, is like the latest thing that I got from Taylor is when I ordered Country Vision, it's the album of Westphalia.
Yeah.
And
which he mentions in the song Westphalia. Yeah.
And well, I think
he does Living Life with the Slow Air.
That's right.
It's mentioned in that song. Yeah.
And he didn't just send like the regular copy. He sent like the promo copy. And inside, like on the flyleaf there on the album, is like, I thought you might dig this. Thanks so much for supporting.
Yeah.
Hell, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Till I die, man.
Yeah.
I'm behind it. I totally believe in it.
That's it, man. I mean, it's the same thing we were talking about early on about COVID-19 and the local businesses and supporting local. Do that with your artists, your people that you love.
Sara Lee Langford.
Yes. Oh, my God. That's a phenomenal record, by the way. Thank you for turning me on to her because I had not heard of her until you had her. And that was a great interview that you did with her as well.
Oh, so Katie, once again, going back to Buckle Bunny, Katie and Adrian, when I asked them after the podcast was over, it's on that podcast if you listen to it. It's like, tell me a record that I should be listening to right now. That was the first one that came up.
Yeah.
Unanimously.
Yeah.
Followed by Ryan Saab, sure. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, like, and like when you listen to that interview and you get to know Sara, it's like she's been in the game all her life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's been doing this like focus, like, you know, grassroots type of bluegrass with the family. And now she's breaking out, and it's like, and that's why I pitched it to you. It's like, this is Monk's Two Hearted Rounder. I mean, yeah. Absolutely. This is his style. This is what he
wants. Oh, most definitely.
I know what you like.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal record. And I'm glad after I listened to that, I listened to the record and I was like, and I texted you and I was like, dude, that freaking record is phenomenal.
It's banging, man.
You ready?
Yeah, whenever you're ready.
Okay. Hey, this is Sara Lee Langford and we're in Roebuck, Alabama. I'm here with Alan Aldridge. I'm going to play you a song off my record. It's called Two Hearted Rounder. Can't find comfort in
beer. This is our final beer. Do you remember the name of it?
Yes, it's the 60-minute IPA from Dogfish Head.
Okay, so we've had it before. We're not going. We're not.
Have we had 60-minute before?
Have we?
We've had another Dogfish Head, I believe. Fuck, I don't know at this point. Like, damn it, we had the KBS, which is 11%.
Coming behind KPS, and not we're we're sloppy
hands.
This beer is, we've had 60-minute IPA now, and I just gotta say that it tastes like a beer, and it really helps me with my buzz.
It's an IPA. It's 6%, and it's solid. It's Dogfish Head. I mean, Dogfish Head has never done anything that I've not enjoyed.
I'm not going to put a number on this one out of fairness. I mean, we just had the best beer that we've ever had.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, maybe another time.
Yeah.
They have this at the River Hill. All right, so.
Shout out again to River Hill.
That's it, man. Shit.
All right, so, guys, Monk is about to save 2020 with music.
Yes. I found a band. They were sent to me. I played them on Indies Only this past week, and I think
you got to get back to sending me the playlist, man.
I know. I didn't send the playlist at all because I was drinking copious amounts of beer last night and totally. I woke up this morning and was like, damn, I didn't send the playlist out to anybody. So yes, there was this band that I have found, and all right, so. If punk rock needed to be saved.
I don't even like that term, though, but let's go ahead with that.
If punk rock needed to be saved, because I don't think punk rock does, because there's a lot of really good fucking punk rock bands out right now.
When people say things like that, and I don't mind you saying it, because I know where you're coming from, is like when we talk about these genres of music that just haven't been themselves or have been relevant, is. I don't like. It's like saving country music. It doesn't need to be saved. You have Brent Cobb, you got Tyler Childers, you got Jason Isbell. I mean, you've got a lot of people that's doing a fine job.
Sturdy.
No, they're not on your radio.
Yeah.
That's totally fine. I mean, for the people and the real, they know where it is.
Yeah. But I said if punk rock needed to be saved, which it doesn't.
Okay.
So if punk rock needed to be saved, which it doesn't, because fucking Bad Religion just released a great freaking track. And they're going to put out another phenomenal record.
Don't even get me started on The Fox.
I mean, there's so many freaking...
The Fox of punk rock. The Fox of... ska. Help me out here. The Interrupters.
Yes.
Lord have mercy.
But if punk rock needed to be saved, this record could save it. If 2020 needs something to bring it back to life... I think
we're talking about reinvigorating.
Yes, reinvigorating. If Sturgill Simpson's Cutting Grass did not reinvigorate it, I think that Chubby and the Gang, their new record Speed Kills, could save the world. I think it is a phenomenal punk record.
There you have it, folks.
Chubby and the Gang. Check that record out. It's called Speed Kills. It's got a really freaking bright red, yellow,
I love the album
and
cover.
Blue album cover. I mean, it's phenomenal.
That's great.
This record, I listened to, I would say 80% of it because I didn't get a chance to listen to the last because I got out of my car.
Yeah.
But it is so freaking good. Chubby and the Gang.
There you go.
I played them on Indies Only last night, and I'll be playing them for the next couple weeks.
I'm gonna write them, and if they agree to it, we'll close the show out with one of their songs. If you could just send it over to me.
Well, heck yeah. If they agree to it, I got you, man.
Yeah, I typically don't do that. Like with Dirty Clergy, or if you want to say Ron Saab, or some of the people that we talked about tonight, is my only rule for Porch Talk is if I play your music, you have to come on the show first.
Yeah,
but
you'll make an exception because I mean, literally on your way home, pull up whatever music streaming service you use and check out Chubby and the Gang. I mean, the name implies that, like, I'm like, what the hell kind of band is this?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Straight up old school punk rock. Oi kind of punk rock. Good stuff.
Well, man, as we wrap this thing up and as we finish our beers, man, I just, let's end here. You and I haven't been to a show together in some time, and I miss those days.
Yep.
Lord. Jamie Nettles, love you, miss you. I miss the Sunstroke House. Let's do a little reminiscing on just some of the shows and things like that. I think that's cool.
The most phenomenal show for me at Sunstroke House, aside from the many Pony Bradshaw shows that I've seen.
Wasn't that cool? The latest one that we had is like, I love the atmosphere. On the porch. And yes, I wish I would have taken more pictures. I didn't take any.
I got a really cool one of half the crowd and Pony.
What do you think about Calico Jim?
The new single. It, man. Love it.
Do you see what he was saying now? I can officially say this is like, I mean, you know, you and Pony and I had been talking.
Yeah.
About the night that he played at Sunstroke House, about the new direction that he was going, where he wanted to take his music, and how
a little more bluegrassy, and
that's right,
yeah.
And you know, when I shared it with you, we have no qualms or beef with Sudden Opera.
No,
his first album, we thought it was phenomenal.
Yep.
Now the thing I'll say this is like, take Blake Dillard, my buddy over in Caledonia. Is he went to the Pony Bradshaw show, not the porch one, but the one before, back in 2019.
Yeah.
And he told me that he didn't like the album because he did not believe the album reflected Pony Bradshaw live.
Yeah.
And I respect that.
Sure. I agree.
But the album was still a banger.
Yes, it was.
But when we have Calico Jim, and you can listen to that, guys, your favorite streaming service, once again, like Monk was saying, Spotify, Apple, however you do what you do, you can find Calico Jim. Go back to Sudden Opera. If you've never seen Pony Bradshaw live, I highly recommend it. I don't know when we're going to have live music again.
Pony has, in my opinion, Pony has one of the most versatile overall best voices I've ever heard. I would put him in the same line as like John Paul White as far as what he can do vocally.
Wow.
I love Pony's voice.
I'll give him that.
So he could freaking, you know, beat on a damn tin can and sing, and I'm probably going to buy the record.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. And that was a comment I made like with that show that he played on the porch.
Yeah.
Just when we were doing the mic check, we were sitting out. I think you were inside at the time.
I had to do freaking sound for that. It was hard because I had
Then I showed up and they were like, get your ass over here. Play guitar.
I had to end up messaging Cody to like, what do I need to do?
How do I make Pony sound good?
Yeah, exactly. And Pony sounded good, but it's like, how do I get this shit to work?
But what's crazy is like, once again, when Pony texts me like before the show, and he was asking about sound.
Yeah.
And it literally put egg on my face. It's like, oh, no worries, man. Me and Monk.
Yeah.
No worries. We'll totally get you. It's like, Monk can't figure it out. Me and Monk will figure it out, okay? And, I mean, we figured it out, and it was fun. Yeah. And, like, think about that night. Let's go back to that night. It's like, you had down this street in Columbus, Mississippi, downtown, Fifth Avenue, whatever. You had people, like, sitting on their cars outside the fence.
We were social distancing. The first time we've ever done a show outside at Sunstroke. So he was on the porch and facing the yard, which we had social. We put all the seats out social distance. People lined up across the road in their cars, hanging out in their little armchairs.
That's
and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a cool night, dude.
Yeah, it was.
You know, that was, I wish I would have taken a picture. It probably would have been my picture of 2020 of what it looked like. That was a good night.
Well, it's on my Instagram feed at Monk on the Radio. It's there's a really cool picture I took of like the lights above Pony and half the crowd, and of course the focus is on Pony. But you know, pretty much every show I've seen from Pony at the Sunstroke House has been my favorite. Sarah Shook and the Disarmers at Sunstroke was phenomenal. Lily Hyatt,
she got
at
me
Sunstroke.
Shit-faced on whiskey that night.
There you go. Lily Hyatt was phenomenal there. My buddies out of Tuscaloosa, Brantley and Jameson, came down and played a show. And it was, I've seen those dudes live, but to see
That's
them
guitar
at,
gallery, by the
yes,
way,
yes, yes. To see them live at Sunstroke House, it was so like.
When did this happen?
Oh, it happened like a year and a half ago.
It was just before me then.
Yeah, yeah. It was one of the most, like, it was like a zen moment. when Brantley and Jameson played.
I love those guys.
Yes.
They're... I mean, that, once again, like I was telling you, like I'll say it on air, I told you off air, is like when I need equipment for this show or when I need music equipment in general. Now, listen, I've got a drum set at the house and I've been like buying different things for it. It's Guitar Gallery. In the name, how much drums do you think they do?
Yeah. But they can get anything you want, but pretty much.
I order through them because I love those guys, and yeah. I want to support that business. And after all this bullshit is over, I want to be able to say, Guitar Gallery is still here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yep, yep.
And Heavy Squat, shout out to Jameson and his band. Jameson, he's passed on the torch, but during the whole COVID thing, you know, him and Brantley both... they had such a heavy hand in keeping the Druid City open mic alive.
Yes, they did.
And I'm so thankful for what they've done. Because it's going back to Druid City just for a moment, man, is I've been to a couple of those open mics, just listening.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing I would say about Tuscaloosa right now is like Tuscaloosa is booming. And it's like a two-headed monster, though. Because I remember... these great shows at Egan's, and I remember these great shows all across Tuscaloosa, and like, not don't even take 2020 into this account. I think 2019 is, sure, we had the amphitheater. But think about, like, outside of Druid City, like, what's a great show you actually wanted to be at that wasn't at Druid City? Can you name one?
In 2019?
Sure.
I mean, Saturn.
Yeah, I mean, but even Saturn is not really.
But I mean, you don't get the same feel.
It's kind of stagnant.
Yeah, you don't get the same feel at Saturn that you get at Druid City.
That's right.
You know, you don't get that intimate.
It's so personal.
Where we could hang out with the artists.
That's right.
You know, it's like when I saw Lee Bain's acoustic, and it was just him with his freaking Gibson SG cranked to 1800. You know,
it's like that night that. You weren't there at Druid City when Taylor was there, and we done the interview there to have Taylor on the show. Is what did he open with? Westphalia. Why?
Yeah.
And that was personable, man.
Yeah.
That was for me.
Yeah.
Hey, Alan likes this song, and I'm going to play it for him.
Yeah.
And shout out, man. Love that.
Gosh dang it.
Yeah. I hate you miss that.
Man, I do too. And why I missed it, I don't know. I'm not recalling in my brain right now why I missed that show or missed the podcast. But we got to get Taylor at some point to here or to Druid City and get that crank back up.
When everything is normal and when he's good with it, I'm totally down. We met at, well, he's been on again. We met at Cornelius Chapel. Yeah. We've done an episode there.
Yeah.
Totally down for us going up there. I just want you to see there. You know what I mean?
Fuck yeah. I'm go with you, man. I want to go down to see Abe. I want to go up and see Wes at Cornelius Chapel.
Do you know Will Stewart? You want to meet Will. Cool, man. Final thoughts. Let's close this thing out. Is where are the road tides going to go?
All right. So are we wrapping up 2020?
No, we'll be... I plan to have you on again, quickly.
So then...
I want to make this more regular.
Okay, I'm good with that, so...
And I want us to venture, even if we're just here, like I thought about asking you tonight, is, you know, live streaming it.
Yeah, so...
Spencer Thomas, he's in Athens now, right?
Hell yeah.
Me and him have been talking about YouTube Live.
Yeah.
And, like, how to do this show when I'm in Alabama and he's in Georgia, and, like, to do, like, a really cool... Porch Talk episode YouTube Live.
Yeah.
And like to really start pushing this show and like the Joe Rogan, like not only can you listen, but you can also watch if you want to.
Yeah.
Which, well, I mean, like with this, I don't know how interesting this for people is. Like you're watching two guys just sit around, drink beer, and shoot the shit.
Cool would that be?
But what we'll have is like, it'll be just like I planned it. You know, Munson Brothers is like, I'll have a whole box of things that you can see. Visual.
Yeah.
This record, that record, you know. And, like, I think we can figure out what it needs to look like and what it should be.
Yeah. So, I think, too, as you say that, I think that we need to give out Roll Tides now that people understand what we mean.
True.
We need to give out Roll Tides at the end of every episode. So I'm going to give out my...
I like this.
Yeah. I've got three... We got three Roll Tides apiece. How about that?
Fair enough.
I'm going to give out the first Roll Tide to Waxahachie for your St. Cloud record. I'm going to give out the second one to Munson and Brothers for their beer garden. I'm going to give out the third to Chubby and the Gang. Roll Tide.
All right. For this episode, my Roll Tides go to... I guess it's going to be... My Roll Tide to Oz Music. Oz Music.
Yep.
My Roll Tide to Oz Music. Number two, Bo Hicks, Druid City.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide to that. And number three, I'm going to say Roll Tide on Ryan Saab and the Dead Mall, Concrete Feelings. Check that album out.
There you go.
And let's get the hell out of here.
And let's do a Roll Tide to Founders Brewing Company for their KBS.
It put us over the limit.
Oh, my God.
Break out the water. We're out of here.
Lord.
News and notes. Thank you so much for listening to Porch Talk. If you haven't done so already, rate and review the show on whatever app it is that you listen to on. All I have is you. With the algorithms and how all that works on the apps, when you rate the show, it helps people find it easier. So thank you in advance. Share it on your social media. Tell your friend, tell your enemy, tell your dog. I don't care. Just tell somebody. All right, so songs for the show. Number one was Westphalia by Taylor Hollinsworth. Number two, Fabergé by Jaco. Number three, Two Hearted Rounder by Sarah Lee Langford. Number four, what we're walking out the door on, Inside Out by The Blips, Birmingham Supergroup. Peace out.
Come to mind.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.